Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to all y'all on Blog Talk Radio. Good evening to all y'all over here on Zoom and YouTube. It is Tuesday, 9 April. My goodness, where's 9 days of April go already? That's amazing. That is flying. But anyways, welcome aboard. As you can see, I'm here in the studio. Sister Leanne is with me, kind of soft and silent tonight. I told her if she didn't behave, I was going to mute her. I just want you to be able to notice tonight exactly how many words she gets out. Thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your help. Sister Audrey was there helping us pray this morning. What a blessing. Thank you, Audrey. If you got to see the eclipse, glory hallelujah. If you didn't, glory hallelujah. And here we are. I heard Rod Parsley talk about something, because the eclipse, the two eclipses make a big X, and he said it's also the X in Hebrew is also the signature of God, all-encompassing. And God's signature is on us, saying thank you for praying and speaking my word. And think about everybody who signs their signature with an X. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting. Signature of God. But, you know, that was yesterday. That was a long time ago. Lots happened since then. hopefully that, please be praying for the election. Come and pray with us, because John Wehner, dude, you did not see the eclipse. Yeah, we didn't see him here. It didn't even get dark. But boy, I saw a video in Ohio somewhere, and they were doing a countdown to exactly when it went dark, and it did. It went dark, and the lady's like, wow, you can see the stars. You could actually see the stars in the middle of the day. It went that dark, yeah. But make sure you're wearing your eclipse glasses. Now, if you didn't get a chance to buy some eclipse glasses, you can get them very inexpensively right now all over eBay and PayPal and, you know, Zondervan and anywhere else that those wonderful glasses are sold. I have one friend in Texas. He'll sell them to you at half off, you know, only slightly worn. Oh, anyways, welcome, 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 welcome. Hopefully you enjoyed last night's message. That was a good message. I studied it about twice last night. Well, once and a half. I think I slept through half of it at one point, but it was a beautiful night. I was hoping to see the Northern Lights, but they didn't show up. So, and, you know, we're into April. Wherever you are, pay attention to see if Brother Sean Fout is coming kingdom to the Capitol, to your Capitol building, because you want to be there. I think that last week he was in South Carolina. And but get him back out and get him on your prayer list, because now more than ever, we need him out there doing the assignment that God gave him. And may somebody start along behind him and do it all over again. May we not fail to have something holy at our Capitol every month, maybe every week. Don't forget this Saturday, all across the nation, the Truth and Liberty Foundation is going to be having their Pray for America. What's it called? Mm-hmm. We'll get that real quick for you. Because I want to have the real name. Join us as we stand for our children all across the country. Call to the capitals. There it is. Call to the capitals. On Saturday, April 13th, we'll be meeting at the state capitals in every state and Washington, D.C. from 1 to 3 p.m. local time. Come join us to protect our kids. I know Sister Leanne's read this, but I'm going to read again. All 50 states will join together with Washington, D.C. to stand together to pray and stand for the turning of their state and America back to God. Family unit is under attack as we see that death has climbed through our windows, Jeremiah 9:21. If we don't pray, fast, and stand in this hour, we are at risk of losing the hearts of our children, their God-given identities, and the freedoms that God is destined for our nation. We are calling for every family to join us. The day includes prayer, repentance, communion, worship, preaching the gospel, and reformation strategies to protect and strengthen the family as defined by the Word of God. That is noon to 3, 1 to 3, local time. So this is going to be going, you know, from 1 p.m. Eastern all the way to 1 p.m. Alaska. And there's 8 hours of time zone differences there. Make sure you can get out. I'm really trying to make it happen so I can be out there. I don't know. It's about a 3-hour drive to get there. See a lot of beautiful territory, but we'll just have to see. But it's worth it. If you just show up, there will be people there. I think that's what's the most amazing part of this. If you show up, there will be people there. Those of you that are around the world and the different nations with us on Blog Talk Radio, please be praying for America. Because as with America, so goes the world. And we encourage you, come and join with 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, which would be New York City time, right here on this YouTube channel, Monday through Friday. We pray for about an hour and a half. And so we welcome you to come and be with us. And that's a great thing in Jesus' mighty name. Anything else we got to talk about, love? I don't think so. More coffee? Oh. Typical woman telling me I can't eat pie while it's hot. It has to cool down. And they always use their hands. And yes, I have all the other women muted. on purpose, yes, it was on purpose. Now, let's get to our program for tonight. Let's just study Faith Is Now. Faith is now. Faith is now. You know, everybody just pause. I got to go run and grab something real quick. It's all right. It's good for a pause. Let me know. I had to get this paper, and I didn't know how to tell Sister Leanne which one to get. But I had to get one of my wallpapers. This is what you call wallpaper. This is a powerful statement right here God gave me. And I'm going to share it with you. Here it goes. Jesus rebuked unbelief in his disciples after they saw his hand perform a miracle in someone's life, and then didn't believe it could work for them. Jesus sort of rebuked people for that. Why? Because a miracle makes a demand on you to believe. Once you've said, God, can you do something for me? And then he does it? Well, now you and I are destined to believe. So anyways, I wrote on here, somewhere. Oh, these are the lives that I believe. It's what this paper is. Mark T. Bark, Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse DePlantis, Bill Winston, Rob Thompson, Leroy Thompson, Rod Parsley, John Bevere, Keith Butler. These are all men in my life I've seen God do something for. Oral Roberts, Kenneth Hagin, Fred Price, Roy Hicks, George Evans, Hilton Sutton, John Osteen, Billy Graham, Smith Wigglesworth, Andrew Womack, Peter Daniels. And the list could go on and on. Every one of them that you have seen a miracle happen for, now God expects you to, I bet that's making a lot of noise. God expects you to believe. You saw a miracle. He likes to show infallible proofs. But once you've seen an infallible proof, he's like, well, believe then. And so that's where we're going tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Are we going to say our opening prayer? You going to put it up on your side? She really is muted, but not by me. Praying for her to be able to talk all day. I know some men would be glad to not have their wife talk, but I've been praying for her to talk all day because it is almost impossible to get done what we do without talking. But it's not impossible. That's for the wimps, but we're not wimps. Here we go. No? Ready? I just wonder if your inability to hear actually affects your ability to think. It's going to be a rough day tomorrow. She's got her voice back. I'm going to be muted and back in the back room and hog-tied by the bed probably. Here we go. Our opening prayer. All right, the pledge. There you go. Never mind us, we'll be all right. Let's start with the pledges. And then we'll go to the opening prayer. Go ahead, I'll let you lead him. Y'all, you guys are going to have to hear by the Spirit. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the Word of God. Wait. To the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my, oh my goodness, unto my, hold on just a second. I got to get it big enough to see. I got it scrunched down in a little corner over here. Let's try again. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet. Light unto my path. You will hide his words in my heart, that I might not sin against God. The pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And the pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. Just lift your hands and just say, I receive your power, Jesus. I receive your power in my life. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Do what? There you go. Let's pray over this one. We pray these verses over the lost in Israel, the United States of America, every lost person in our lives, over every terrorist and those supporting them, and every immigrant crossing our borders. Ephesians 1:17, Jeremiah 24:7, and Romans 10:9. We pray that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that they will receive from you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, in the knowledge of you. And God, we pray they will have a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God, for they shall return to you with their whole heart. Father, we pray they will come to know Jesus, believe and receive and confess him as their Lord and Savior. I really want to pray the one over the elections. Oh, let's play this one. Yeah, that's a good one. I'll be quiet and just let Sister Leanne flow. The blood of Jesus speaks a better word. The blood of every martyr, every fallen soldier, every victim of terrorism, Every child that's been aborted cries out today, Father, bring heaven's justice against these workers of iniquity who pervert justice and have no regard for life. We ask for your mercy. We repent of the sins of the nations of the world. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal our land. Heal our land. There we go. Now it caught up. The prayer confession for the election. Heavenly Father, man, everybody pray this. Make sure you're praying. Let's say this. Father, we've seen these great men and women of God all through history stand in faith and see their faith produce. And now, tonight again, we declare right now that your name, in your name, will make this nation strong. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we thank you for it. Here we go. Everybody pray this right now. Please say these words out loud in faith with us. Except for Sister Leanne. She can sit and be quiet. Wait, that didn't come out right. Sister Leanne will sit and be quiet. She's not being made to. There we go. Heavenly Father, we pray for the upcoming elections being held in the United States of America. We pray that your divine will, purpose, and plan be fulfilled as we elect righteous candidates who walk in the truth, are full of integrity, and are committed to obey God rather than men. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election, and they will win their positions. Bring us back to our nation's foundation, where it was dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to increase your government and peace in our land. And we bring every aspect of this nation and our elections under Kingdom of God jurisdiction. We pray that every citizen, candidate, and government official be subject to the authority of the Kingdom of God. Lord, we pray that godly leaders, born again and spirit-filled, be elected and appointed in this election. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election, and they will win their positions. We pray that you will guide every voter and give discernment to choose candidates that will exercise sound judgment, to persevere, and to I'll let Sister Leanne say it, even though you can't hear. Preserve and promote righteous policies, and who will overturn policies which destroy that which you value and highly esteem. Help every voter discern between truth and falsehood concerning every candidate. We pray that you will guide voters to elect candidates that will uphold moral values and rule in the fear of the Lord. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election, and they will win their position. Lead those who are elected to defend the sanctity of marriage. between a man and a woman. Protect the unborn and denounce the gender, self-identification, identity confusion, homosexuality, and the sexualization of our children in schools. We pray that those elected will adopt sound economic and foreign policies, will protect our sovereignty and our borders, and will execute justice and judgment to protect our citizens. We pray that all righteous candidates speak with words of wisdom, promoting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that none can gainsay nor resist. God said they will not be able to resist the wisdom that you have. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election, and they will win their positions. May all candidates vocalize their policies with honesty and transparency. We pray for all media platforms and journalists to challenge and hold accountable politicians and political parties. You are our true judge, lawgiver, and king. So deliver us from the deception of those whose values reflect beliefs that call good evil and evil good. We pray that Christian leaders and influencers will be heard in this election from all mountains of influence in the 12 redeeming states and nationally. That will be God's leading pillars of righteousness. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election, and they will win their positions. We prophesy it again. We pray for angelic reinforcements to stand guard over every mail-in ballot, polling place, voting booth, ballot box, and the counting of the ballots to disappoint the devices of the crafty so their hands cannot perform their enterprise, which is election fraud. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything concerning all political parties, candidates and their campaigns, media coverage, debates, voting, and tallying votes. We bind all witchcraft, soothsaying, sorcery, divination, one world order, and the occult. There will be a landslide of votes for righteousness in this election, and they will win their positions. Now, I'm not saying that in vain repetition like the heathen do, and thinking for our much speaking will be heard. I'm saying that because every time we declare, we send those words into the atmosphere, and every righteous leader that's trying to stand up and do right, they now, those prayers get attached to them by the angels of Almighty God. Lord, bring every evil device to nothing and destroy all unfruitful works of darkness in Jesus' name. During this entire campaign season, from now on, until all votes are tallied and results are verified and published, we loose the power of God for miracles, signs, and wonders confirming your righteous cause. Thank you for the angels executing your commands throughout this election. We decree clear, timely, immediate election results that glorify God that day of the election. We declare that the righteous are in authority and the people are rejoicing. Thank you, Lord, that the United States of America is one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Now, I see the pastors up at the conference. And I should probably let him say his opening statement, because you always want to hear what he has to say as a prophet of the Lord right after something major happens. So let's just grab this real quick. This is considered real quick. This is still considered, real quick. This is even getting more quickly. Pause just a minute. Almost there. Almost there. Come on, work. There we go.
Seems like young people swallowed up the altar tonight, pulling on you and your great spirit. My heart goes out to those that are with us by television and streaming and video. And bless them. I heard you say to different young people, you're mine, I'm with you. You're my daughter, you're my son, you're not ugly, you're not a failure, you're not a misfit. All these other lies that are told to our brains. I thank you. Bless these, everybody, but bless these young people that are streaming with us tonight with this same precious anointing. Everybody say in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
I don't know. I just feel like praying in the spirit again. Come on, you can do it. There's no big agenda tonight. We just pray in the Holy Ghost. It's a spirit-filled church. It's a Holy Spirit conference. Besides that, you can build yourself up in your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
There's somebody hearing my voice right now. You could be here in the house. Might be by live stream. And you're being really harassed with the spirit of suicide. Suicide is a demon. It's a demonic bat. And it will want you to take your own life. It will talk to you that it's some way out or something. It's like the other things the devil does to people. He'll teach you it's you. If that's you. But no, know, we're going to bind that evil spirit of suicide. There's no good reason for you to take your life. Whoever I'm talking to right now. Father, we join our faith together. You want to join me, everybody? In this great conference, we join our faith together right now. And I thank you right here on this Tuesday night. Whatever this evil spirit has planned to hurt, to destroy, you can always tell if it's come to kill, steal, and destroy, it's the work of Satan. We bind you.
Bind you.
By the blood of the Lamb.
And the word of our testimony.
We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
The name above everyone.
You, I command you to live and not die.
You'll live
and not die.
You'll live and not die.
Live and not die. You can't be afraid, see. Satan will teach your brain that you're afraid to go for help. You're afraid to tell a parent. If you're a young person, friend, if you're afraid to tell the church, that it will teach you to be quiet and live in the shadows and live in darkness until this demon will do that till it can have its own way with you.
In the name of Jesus.
I say no.
Help him talk to me, Jesus.
No, you foul spirit. You're not having any of them.
No, restore the
joy. We belong to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Everybody shout, we're going to live and not die.
We are going to live and die.
Find a seat somewhere, will you? Oh, it's good to see you all. I love you. I love this church. I do. If the Lord let me, I might move here. Just get a little side room and bring my family and hang out here. This is a great church. Praise God. Now, I want all the fivefold ministry and your spouse, if you're here, stand up. All the preachers, all the ministers of the gospel. Father, bless these. They're very busy like everybody else. All these other believers, we're busy. Things are going on. And here they walked away from their ministries and their mission and to be here in this conference. And Lord, to have this kind of power in this house together makes a big, big difference. And we thank you for it. We receive them. I know Pastor Sister Luffman loves to have you here. I know Faith Outreach Church loves to have you here. This church is well-trained about leadership. We honor you. We hope you're blessed. We want everybody blessed, but we hope even the preachers are blessed while you're here. Can I have an amen on it?
Amen.
Want to give them a good hand clap, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Praise God. I want to pray over something else. Please be seated. But I got to get into a couple of verses on it with you. So if you'd open your Bible for a minute to Psalm 77. Wow, you all been practicing. Cool. We're excited about it. Psalm 77. Thanks for coming out tonight and being part of the conference. I know it's the first night, but God is here. You can tell, huh? And you're here. It's encouraging to see you.
Yeah.
Praise
amen.
God. It is. You know, sometimes the conversations that Pastor Luffman and I have, because we're pretty tight buddies, but preaching partners. And I was just talking to Richard Roberts. He's one of our preaching buddies. And yeah, he was just here.
Yeah.
In fact, he called me from here. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So sometimes we talk about why are people so distracted with so many other things that causes them to unplug from the things of God. I don't think any, even half-baked Christian, is just going to purposely pull the plug on God. I think things begin to deal with this.
Yeah.
And I notice this. Maybe you other preachers do too, because I keep traveling, you know. People keep saying, well, Doc, you're going to be 72 in May. Why don't you take it easy, man? Who wants to do that? I haven't even bought a rocking chair yet to put on my wife, let alone go rocking it. You retire if you want to. I plan to refire.
Amen.
I got stuff to do, man. But I used to hear when I travel. You know, you've been with me a long time, right? I've been on the globe, you know, and more than once. I'm a globe lapper. And I used to hear preachers all the time, pastors, missionaries, say, oh, God, man, let me show you what we're doing. Let me tell you what God's been saying to me. You know, let me tell you about a great miracle or a salvation, or let me tell you how many people got saved. Now, I still hear that. Don't misunderstand. But you know what? A lot of times, even preachers I know are saying, oh, Doc, you don't still believe that, do you? You don't still preach that, do you? That was yesterday's message. Are you kidding me, man? No. If it's in the Bible, it's a today message.
Amen.
Because the Bible is a today book.
Amen.
But see, my point is, if things and situations and pain and disappointment and I don't know, if it can change your mind, the purpose is not to give you a new doctrine. The purpose is to uproot you from the very things you've been taught most of your life. And you can do what you want to do. I'm not going to let that happen to me.
Amen.
No, man. Some guy the other day said, well, you know, Brother Barclay, I knew you back when we were in the Word of Faith movement. I said, well, I'm still in the movement. Where did you go? How do you think you got here, baby? Believe in God. Sowing to God, confessing God, teaching the Word of God, believing the Word of God. See what I'm talking about? And now what? This is being trained that's yesterday. Oh, listen, I don't know how to tell you this, and I don't want you to be offended. But faith was around before Kenneth Hagin and Oral Roberts.
Amen.
Well, that's just that Hagin said. No, he didn't invent it.
Nope.
Thank God he preached it and taught it.
Yeah.
Changed people's life like mine.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, everything, God created the earth by faith.
Right.
But see, again, if they can change this, you might change your mind, not only, but it might uproot you. See, I'm going to talk about that. I'm not going to preach, I don't think. But then again, I am a preacher, and your pastor really eggs me on. If you go to church here, William's really good at that. So let's read. Did you find Psalm 77 yet?
Yes.
Well, I hope so. I gave you a long time. Verse 1. I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. Stop a minute. Pause a minute. The kingdom is not built on mental assenting. Now, the Lord knows your thoughts. I believe this. I've never really honestly debated it or really deeply studied it out, but I do believe it. I believe that you can pray silently at times, and your mind and especially your spirit could pray, and God knows just through your thoughts, and God knows your thoughts. It just seems like most of the time, though, the Lord wants you and me to make some noise. He wants to hear our voice. Did you know?
We have an external speaker here.
Your voice is different
external
than everybody
speakers
else's.
Or something.
I know it's not DNA. It's not just your DNA. Or your retina scan. Your voice. See, I know all these preachers. In fact, I know half this church by now. And if you call me on the phone, even if it doesn't come up and say William Luffin, right? Or whether will. whatever I have on my phone for you. Amen. Ginger's man. Not gingerbread man. Ginger's man. So, isn't it amazing? I wouldn't even have known it's him. It could come up on list. And the minute he says hello, I say, oh, that's William. Hi, William. Or any of you. You have your own voice. You know, some people have their own walk. You know how many people have their own walk? Everybody. Yeah, sometimes you see someone from the backside. They're just walking. You say, oh, that's Ray Bennett, man. Nobody walks down there for them. I saw the Lord. Did he see? In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran into the night, could say his problem, you know, the thing that was really banging on him, ran into the night and ceased not. When you're in trouble sometimes, probably everybody in one time or another, everybody streaming has had a night or a day or two of what you call deep trouble, or it troubled you deeply. It ran into the night and it ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. In other words, no matter what you tried to do, maybe tossing, turning, getting up, walking around, kneeling down, praying, I don't know. My grandma used to say, drink a little glass of warm milk. I thought, I don't even like cold milk. Why do I drink warm milk? You know? Now, us Barclay boys, we milked cows with my grandpa for a while by hand. So we knew about warm milk. We'd have warm milk fights under cows. One time Grandpa said, why are these buckets like only 3/4 full? We don't know. We milked those cows, Grandpa, the best we could. You know, yeah, right. 3, I remembered God. Now, I'm not just preaching. We'll pray over some of you, so follow me along. I remembered God. And was troubled. Uh-oh. What's the next 2 words? I complain. Here's your King James. I complain. And my spirit was overwhelmed. It has the word Selah, which is transliterated from Hebrew. It means stop and think about it. We would say, what do you think about that? I read this, I said, what do you think about this? He's in trouble. He can't hardly sleep. He's tossing and turning. He thinks about God and he's troubled. Why would you be troubled thinking about God? You know why? Because your soul says, where are you, God? Why haven't you moved yet, God? Are you ever going to rescue me, God? Are you napping, God? That's your dumb brain. I know it's dumb, but don't tell me your brain sometimes when you're in deep trouble doesn't start thinking about God and why have you not delivered me yet out of the lion's den? When I get to heaven, I'll do it respectfully because I want to stay in heaven. But you ever think about this? God knew he was getting Daniel out of that lion's den before he ever went in there. So why did he have to go in there? So you and I have a story. God knew that Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, those are demon names. Their real name is Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. Like Belteshazzar, his real name was Daniel. And Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, Daniel, either those words either end in A-H for Jehovah or E-L for Elohim or El Elyon. They were renamed. Satan wants to rename you.
Yeah, he does.
Satan wants to rename. See, I used to be a teenage drunk. Satan wants to rename me a drunk.
Yep.
Name he can't stomach team. The fact that God gave me a good name. God will attack you all your life, take your good name away from you. The devil will. God will help you. But the devil. So that's why he thought about God, and he was troubled, because he's in this horrible, soulful wrestling match, even at nighttime. He can't rest, and then he starts thinking about the God he serves, and then we're back to that again. Why haven't you done this? But one time, this same man asked God, why have you not just smitten my enemies by now? Where are you? Not like, where are you, God, you failure? No, that's not it. It's his soul wrath. This is the guy that's finally said, Shut up, soul, and bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that is within me. Bless his holy name. That's not just a song. He's talking to himself. You and I better learn to talk to ourselves. You better know what to say to yourself. And the biggest reason you want to talk to yourself, know what to say to yourself, honestly, almost nobody listens to anybody else and trusts anybody else more than you trust yourself. Verse 3 again. I thought I said I wasn't going to preach. I remembered God. It was troubling. I complained. Oh. Boy, you and I better work on complaining, because it never takes you anywhere but and my spirit was overwhelmed. Why was his spirit overwhelmed? He started mistrusting God. Couldn't get a hold of God, the God he loved, the God he served. And his whole inner man, spirit man, was just overwhelmed. Didn't know what to do. Didn't know how to get out of this. Didn't know where the healing was. Maybe you've never been there. If you haven't been that deep, I'll guarantee you were on the path to it one time or another. Thou holdest mine eyes, waking. I am so troubled I cannot speak. Verse 4. 5. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. You would say yesterday, last year. I remember that day. Remember back when? 6. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune, boy, I hope you get this. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made a diligent search. 7. Will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? Is his mercy clean gone forever? Doth his promise fall forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath he in anger shut up his tender mercies? Not just complaining anymore.
Right.
This is an indictment against heaven. And that's where your brain and the powers of Satan want you and me to go, to convince us to mistrust this great God. Verse 10, still with me? And I said, this is my infirmity. Or anguish. This is my, we would probably in modern language say problem. Oh, that's my problem. Oh, that's the problem. But I remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I'll remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. And I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. All of a sudden, seems like all of a sudden. I mean, it seems like it's the same night. Maybe not. That now all of a sudden he's discovered what his problem is, and it isn't his God. Aha! Now I get it. Now I know. Well, how did he know that? He started communing with his own heart. He laid out now instead of tossing and turning and kneeling and walking and praying and talking and about God and where are you, God, and haven't you moved yet, God, and where are you? Now it's like David's dealing with himself. His own spirit's in here now saying, now, wait a minute. This isn't God. There's something wrong with you, boy. There's something here going on with you. And then he says, it doesn't say what it was that I can find. It just said he discovered what is infirmity. He discovered what the problem was. Now I want to just read through this. We want just follow me a minute in a modern version, then we'll pray. Here it goes. When I was in deep trouble, I searched for the Lord. All night long I prayed, with hands lifted toward heaven, but my soul was not comforted. I think of God and I moan and overwhelmed with longing for his help. You don't let me sleep. I am too distressed even to pray. I think of the good old days, long since ended, when my nights were filled with joyful songs. I search my soul and ponder the difference now. Has the Lord rejected me forever? Will he never again be kind to me? Is his unfailing love gone forever? Has his promises permanently failed? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he slammed the door on his compassion? Then it says, think about that. Think about that. And I said, this is my faith. The Most High has turned his hand against me. But then, everybody say, but then.
Yeah.
Say, but then.
But then
I recall all who have done, all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. Well, that's a change. Where'd that come from? A minute ago they weren't there. And I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works.
Amen.
God said to Joshua, be afraid, son.
Just like I was with Moses,
his mentor, his father, and the faithful son, so I will be with you.
Yes.
Then he says, now you be of a good courage. Then he says, the people will follow you because Moses laid his hands on you. You see, the people did not know Joshua. Be in a position like Moses. They knew Moses. Moses was the father of those tribes. They trusted, most of the time, they trusted Moses' walk with God. God showed up for Moses. But Moses isn't going to lead anymore. He's done. So now the people have this uncertainty, but you know who has, did you hear that word? You know who has more uncertainty than the people? Joshua. Follow me? Will they follow me? Why would they follow me? I'm not Moses. And God had to talk to him and say, no, wait a minute. The people are going to follow you because Moses put his hand on you. Now, you don't be afraid. But it doesn't look like anybody's threatening Joshua, like hurt his life. Maybe, I don't know. People are weird sometimes. But I think it's more so that he had this fear that, wait a minute, this is all coming to me now? I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know how this is going to end up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this or not. I don't know if the people are going to find that uncertainty. Now, if I flash this forward, that's where we're living today. Even some of the greatest Christians are living in a cloud of dismay. Say dismay. Dismay is not discouragement. Discouragement is when something has happened to you, around you, or towards you that causes your courage to leak. I learned as a young Marine leader in the Vietnam War, every human being has within them the element to be a coward and the element to be a champion or a hero. They're both in there. You get to choose either one any given battle. You can be a coward and hunker down and hide and run, or you can rise up, maybe not this great global hero, but you can rise up. You military people know what I'm talking about. You can rise up, and that's in you. The courage is in you. So we're not talking, dismay isn't discouraged. Wait a minute. God said to Joshua, don't be afraid. Right? And don't be discouraged. Be of a good courage. But then he says, and don't be dismayed. Dismay is like a dark cloud that hovers over the human soul because of uncertainty. I don't know what's going to happen. See, we're in it again. Every 4 years we get clouded with this. Elections. So now here comes everybody. Well, if he's the president, this will happen. If he's the president, this will happen. Then you know what happens? It's all this uncertainty. Then you and I, don't be mad. You and I, humans, I mean Americans even, we get all caught up in the personality trap. Some people even Stop looking at the platform and the agenda. And what does this, what does this company really stand for? What are they going to do if they're in power? Because we get caught up in our case, it looks like it's going to be Biden and Trump. Sorry to cuss for whatever side you're on, but you know, and that's all we're going to hear now. And we're going to hear more about the person of Mr. Biden, and you're going to hear more about the person of Mr. Trump, and you're going to, between now and election, you're going to hear less and less about what that platform and that whole outfit is really up to. Now, here's the thing. I'm not talking about the election, if you lost me, referring to it. I'm talking about uncertainty. It creates this funny dismay on the soul of man. And then, if you give way to that, you will begin to discourage yourself. Instead of encourage yourself in the Lord, you'll discourage yourself, even though you're in the Lord and you're a Christian. That's what we're talking about. That's what I want to pray over in just a minute. That if this gray cloud is set up, and I don't just mean about who's going to be the president. It was an illustration. I'm just talking about everything, man. There, I mean, you think about, wow. It doesn't matter what you turn on anywhere, any news, any, I mean, is it going to be global thermal nuclear war? Is it going to be, is Putin going to nuke? Are we going to win or lose in the Ukraine? Is Poland going to get involved? What about Israel? What about Hamas? What about Hezbollah? What about Iran? What about, why does the U.S. have warships in there? Why are we launching weaponry and assets? And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. And then summer will come. And we're already talking about the bird flus. Then there'll be a new strain in the autumn. And then parents got to deal with all the drugs and gangs and suicide and everything happening as their kids grow up in today's society. And it creates this dismay. I'm creating some right now, just preaching. So shut up about it, Doc. Move on, boy. We got to deal with that and get rid of it. We're going to listen and learn from this guy and not toss and turn and wonder. People do. If this gets on your soul, and if you don't allow your own spirit to do its own search, instead of saying, where is God? What's wrong with God? Why hasn't God? See, that's what he's doing. And then all of a sudden he begins to say, wait a minute. What's wrong with me? Why do I feel this? I'm trained better than this. I know God better than this. And when he started reminiscing, wait, I decided not to say, where is God? Why hasn't he moved? I decided to think about everything God's already done for me. That's why it says, in this dragon, the Satan of the last days. You tell me, how do last days people overcome this dragon? Three things. Book of Revelation. By the
blood
of the Lamb.
By the word of our testimony.
By the word of our and his, or his work in our life. The word of our testimony. And we don't love our natural life enough to abandon God to keep it. And then you overcome Satan.
Yeah.
So when he began to say, no, I'm not going to think about where is God and why hasn't he? Has he abandoned me and why hasn't he answered yet? Dismay. Instead, I'm going to meditate on everything God has ever done for me and how good he's been. And then notice when he did that, his spirit, it's not good doctrine, but can I say it this way? His spirit woke. Notice at first it was his soul, but it was his spirit, man, that made diligent search inside of him. And then all of a sudden, this worried man, this man of dismay, found himself in God and began to testify to himself. My God has done this for me.
My God
has done that for me.
Back at this year,
God did this for me.
Back here.
And when you start looking back, and combat can take this away from you.
you know, the ways of life, the mean things in life. When I start looking back, I can go all the way back, man. And Mark Barkley, I have a whole, I mean, if you put a monument everywhere God gave us a miracle, healed one of our bodies, delivered one of our babies, you know, got us out of this pinch, got us away from those people, got us over, picked us up over here, glued that thing together over there, you can look back as far as you want to.
Yeah.
Now, if you look back B.C., before Barkley knew Christ, you're not going to like that very well. I broke everything. Probably like most sinners do. Satan will trick you for a while, put a few bucks in your pocket, pat you on the back. You think you're really something. Then he strikes. He wants to even do that to Christians. He wants to baby you, talk you into being the accuser of the brethren and even accuse yourself and put yourself down, and before you know it, he strikes. So, are you listening?
Yeah.
So we're going to beat this dismay, this gray cloud that wants to set in our soul. Now, maybe you're not in that place right this moment. Right? Now, some people live here every day until they get rid of it. But most people, it comes and goes according to the intensity of the battles that you're facing. Even after a while, listen, I'm a pretty well-trained soldier of the cross. But even in my case, there's things that happen from time to time, and your soul, your brain starts saying, well, what about this? What about that? And you learn what to do about that, and the sooner you do it, the quicker you stop that gray cloud from thumping on your life. If you can stop that, you'll never challenge your God ever again about where's he at, why isn't he moving, why hasn't he dealt with this, God, why didn't you answer my prayer? That all drifts away with a gray cloud of dismay. He blows it away. And no matter what you're going through, you say, no, I belong to God. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of the living God. I'm a man of the word. I'm a man of the church. I'm a man of the Holy Ghost. I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. He always gives me the victory. I'm more than conqueror in Christ Jesus. Say amen and clap for
somebody,
will you? Praise God. Yes. Now stand with me a minute, please. I hope you got at least one point out of that, because that's all the preaching we're doing tonight. I know everybody from time to time has a day that's a little gray and some discouragement, but I want to pray over those of you that this dismay has really tried to set on your soul, this uncertainty, or whatever it is you're dealing with, or whatever things and circumstances and situations. And sometimes, isn't it amazing that even people say the dumbest stuff? Mudslingers, you know, they sling it and duck, and the mud sticks to your soul. And it's like you got to, if you don't clean it up, it just kind of hardens it, you know. Father, I thank you now. Help us with this. We didn't preach this to preach. It's not a sermon. I introduced these verses and the story of Joshua and David because we got to beat this thing so that we can trust our God and be strong in our God.
Yeah.
Even when it doesn't look so good, but God is good, and he's big, and he's going to move on your behalf. I thank you. Now, here's what we're going to do. If you are one of those, you say, Brother Barkley, I am really in what you're talking about. This dismay, this thing has hit my soul. I don't even know how to walk out of it. You might call it discouragement. Some people, they go, this gets on so hard, they get into almost a form of depression. Then they can't beat the jump off.
For Josh, for this.
We're not going to interview anybody and point anything out. But if that's you, I'm going to pray over all of us. But if that's you, you come to the altar. Just come stand with me. and we're just going to agree together that this gray cloud lifts off from us and stays off from us. Now, Lord, I'd love to invite everybody that's streaming with me right now, but we include them. We include you. So the best you can do in front of your screen, whatever you're streaming us with, best you can do is get in front of that and just let me minister to you as well in the name of Jesus. Just keep gathering. It's okay. We're going to beat this. Just got to go. It's not from God. This is not from God. The Lord doesn't bring dismay. He delivers us from it. And discouragement and despair and depression. I think we all just pray a minute. Go ahead and sing something, guys. And we're just going to get in the anointing. Just another minute, okay? We can do this. We're okay. The night is young. Praise God. I declare your victory. I declare your victory. Come on, come on, come on, come on. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Healing power of God.
Lord, I pray over every one of us throughout this entire facility, even people working in other rooms, doing other duties. I include those streaming with us. I include those that get this video or this recording later. You're still God. You're still God, and I pray that you lift this uncertainty, this dismay, that we sleep at night. You promise slumber and rest and sleep. May our souls settle down, and may we have the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Christ. Let's sing one more time. That's pretty good, John. Come on, it's pretty early. We'll receive an offering in a moment. How's that? But for right now, let's just press in one more time. Come on, let's press in one more time. Chicago
will never fail.
Once you're in your seat, just kind of act, not a lot, but act a little bit like you're at home. Just lean back a little bit, close your eyes, and let this anointing. We're going to receive an offering now, but not yet. Just lean back, maybe close your eyes. Just let this anointing. So strong. So strong.
Thank you, Father.
So strong. Precious of God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, when the Lord's in the house like this, he doesn't just do what the preacher calls out. It's like a glory call. Because it's him. He can heal your body right now. He can heal your marriage right now. He can. I mean, there's nothing too hard or too big for God is one of the reasons we have these conferences. See, your pastor's got a big duty to make a disciple on you and to feed you the word of God and to train you so you can be a soldier of the cross. But in these kind of conferences, that's not my duty. So we just ask God to come like this. I appreciate you coming. This is a tremendous attendance for a Tuesday night, and I love you for it. You preachers that traveled and you others that traveled, I love you for it. It was very encouraging. To me, I know it was Pastor William. We're always praying, Lord. Let's not just have a meeting because we have nothing to do. Let's have a meeting where people come and they get blessed. They take this anointing on. So we may not have even called out tonight. And all the altar work we've done is some your thing. But he's in the house.
Yeah.
This anointing, I believe, is going home. And this is just the first night.
Right.
This is the beginning night.
Yes.
If you've ever been in conferences before, you know this is gonna accumulate. The law of accumulation.
Yeah.
And it's gonna get thicker and thicker. You ought to bring everybody in here you can to get healed and delivered and blessed. Praise God. Everybody say blessed. I want to ask you to help me with a conference offering. And so that's how we do the conferences, you know. Somewhere I had a glasses somewhere where they went. Who's got those? Thank you. I believe it not to need these. But in the meantime, here we go. Ray, it's you, man. You just get here? I'll tease it. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about the offering. Now, hang on to your chair so you don't all faint. The conference budget was $72,486. Does that give you any reason, idea why most preachers aren't doing this? There's no fluff in this. I don't rent limousines. I don't stay in penthouses. We don't blow the money. Just, I hope you get that. But wow, it's just what things cost today. We're shocked just from last year of the price of hotels per night, right? The price of food, the price of the rental cars. Man, what's going on in America? This is real money. So, however, let me tell you some good news. In our partner program called Kill the Giant is when we add up the conferences, budgets, and then we attack that. We have a whole, you might be part of that. If not, I would invite you to be because you get busted at conferences. You can't go to every one in every city, but we do 7, 8, 9, sometimes 10 of them a year. So we add up those budgets, that's the giant, and then we ask partners, let's just take the hit off of that thing. So we work on that. But for example, before we ever started this meeting tonight, we had $4,500 that was in that Kill the Giant partner program that came right off the budget. Plus, some of our other partners that couldn't be here maybe, or they're not here yet. So we had, I call them pre-offers. Your pastor, they always do that when they can't make their car. Oh, I can't make this or that, Doc, but I'll send an offering. And he doesn't lie about it either. So thank you. $11,300 came in. So totally, before we ever take this first offering, we have $15,800 that has already come in towards this budget. So we went from 72,486. So we'll say 72,500. And we're already down to 56,686. Clap real good. Come on. Hey, I was born poor and raised poor from a little village up in North Michigan. And I happen to know, even today, that 56,600 and some dollars is a lot of money. That's a lot of money. But when you start breaking it down, it isn't such a big, bad giant anymore, you know? And Vicki always does this for me, and I say, I'm always on Josh and Trish, because they're the straw bosses, you know, and Trish is our business woman and she monitored. I say, what? That's the budget? Take something out of that. They, Josh one time said, well, we can leave you home. I said, is that tight, huh? He goes, yeah, Dad, we got all the fluff out of this already. So Vicki always says, well, you know, for one person or one ministry to come up with $56,000 is a lot of bread. Because even if your ministry and business is rich, you probably need your money. And so Vicki said, you know, if that's only, if, even if we went up to, you know, if, even if we even did a 56, she said, you know, if just six people, ministries, businesses, I'm not telling you what to give, I don't do that, just hear me out. We start breaking it down. If six different ministries gave $10,000, I know it's a lot of money, just hear me, then we go over the budget right now, tonight. Okay, maybe you don't have it, maybe you don't want to give it. But what if 56 people gave $1,000 or businesses or churches or ministries, right? Or cut it in half again. What if we go down to 500? What if we go down to 250? What if you just give what you can? Because God knows that you're here and he knows I'm here and he knows you're all streaming. And so there's no pressure. I didn't come to pressure you for money. I don't pressure for money. I just like to know. And normally, when I go to a meeting and they take offerings, not everybody does that. I'm okay with that. It's their meeting. But I kind of like to know, hey, what's the budget? What are we believing for? And then after a night or two, how are we doing on that? You know, I don't know why I want to know that. Maybe I'm just nosy. Maybe I've hosted enough conferences in the last 50 years to know. I need to know what that is so I can help this preacher, company, ministry. So we're going to do that tonight. I'm going to ask you to sow just what you can. Same with all of you streaming. You can help. You can sow something. If you can stretch with me, then we'll just nail this thing. Amen? And if you just do your best, praise the Lord. Now, I'm just going to be really straight about this. You can't do what I do on a global platform. You can't do citywide meetings like this, move all this team around, have a budget like this, and have raw money in my account. So unless I'm your pastor, and for some of you preachers, I am, but unless I'm your pastor, this is not a local church meeting where you present your tithe. See, God will know you did that, and then it will be in my books. And then I'll be wondering what's going on, and the Lord will say, you put tithe in there, but I'm not your pastor. Thank you for your holy silence. But anybody can put in an offering and help. So ushers, stand with me. We're, however we're doing this, get an envelope. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. There's a projection on the wall to help you, the different ways to give. Those of you streaming, you should be seeing the screen right now as well. You can give digital even though you're not in the house. You can give physical money in the house. Check. Amen. We're using MBM as the clearing house. So praise God. The bank is what I meant by that. So do something. Sow something. Let's just go after this. So while you're getting ready, Father, I put my faith out there. I thank you for ministries. I thank you for business. I thank you for believers. I thank you for professionals. I thank you for households that as we all pull together, I claim this budget is totally met. It's paid for. We're going over in the name of Jesus. And because of that, the conference will continue to be a great success. But because of that, I believe this is coming back. The old saying, Lord, is not just a cliche. This money right now is leaving our hands. But it is not leaving our life. You bring it back multiplied, hundredfold return into our life, business, and ministry. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Amen. You guys are looking pretty good around here. We cleaned up pretty good, didn't we? Oh, yeah. Amen. Amen. Were you raised in the church?
Yes, I was.
You were what kind of church?
Baptist.
Baptist church? Oh, you're saved twice now.
All the time.
All the time. Now you're a Pentecostal charismaniac.
Good.
I like it. I wasn't raised in church. I hope they don't show. Thanks for not saying anything. Oh, wow. Praise God. I'm just waiting. A lot of people are writing and praying. I think offerings are like sacred things. They are to me and Vicki. So, you know, I don't like to just rush hurry up. Just pray over it. Pray over it while you're sending it. Pray over it while you're writing it, you know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow morning, we're going to hit it again. Don't skip out on the mornings. I know you might have, if you're local, you probably have, you know, work in military or something. This is a military town. If you can make it, get out here. 10:30 in the morning. Next three mornings. Pastor Darren Osborne will be here. Some of you got into prayer tonight. He'll be here each night leading us out and getting us ready. Are you ready? Okay, I'm just kind of still seeing some people write. Lord, I ask you to bring this back to the believers, just like your New Testament promises. Multiply it. These great business people can't be easy today. The price of everything, trying to get people to work and getting them on the job and getting them insured and getting them. I pray over the businesses and the businessmen and women that will sow into this great conference tonight, whether they're here in the house or by stream. And I pray over all the churches, all the preachers, that you would bring it back to them, every household, the blessing of God. Stand with me, please. Please don't be dismissed yet. We're going to do that in just a minute. Father, I thank you for this first night. What a great kickoff night, Master, that you were with us in the house of God, a tremendous attendance. This will be a tremendous offering. The stream is large. We thank you for all these streaming. You are good to us, and you are here with us, and it's a sign of what you're going to be doing the rest of the week in this powerful sanctuary at Faith Outreach Church in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Do your very best. Help me out. Sow to the conference. Sow to God. Amen. Josh, who's closing? Glory. Thanks, Ray. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I call you blessed. Oh, Shakatola, Father, we thank you that you really are the one who sent the fourth man in the fire. The one who never fails when we seem so pinned down. Lord, you blew Pharaoh. It's almost like you drug him out into the middle of the Red Sea just so everybody could see that you were in charge. And you made an open shame of him. We give you praise and glory that you are still that way. That's still how you think. Whatever it is that causes this dismay in our friends and brothers and sisters, Lord, that you will cause an open show to be made of Satan. You will drag him out into the open and embarrass him in front of everybody. We give you the praise and the glory. Bless Pastor, all those that sow tonight, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Would you give the Lord a good hand clap for me? Hallelujah. Amen. Just real quick, if you put a blessed cloth up, these are up here so that you can pick one up. Senior ministers, don't forget there's a fellowship for you. If you have a question about where to go, the ushers will make sure that you get to the right place. If you got a prophetic word tonight and you would like to get that, those are all recorded. You can go back to the book table and order those. You can either get the entire series, all the conference nights, all the morning services, or you can just get one particular service, whatever you prefer. Don't forget the CDs and everything that's back there. Amen. And as senior ministers, if you did not register, please make sure that you go back to the connect table and that you do. We want to make sure and take care of you and get you a good seat. Amen. God bless you, everybody. Tomorrow morning at what time? 10:30. We'll see you then. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. That was a great conference night. Great conference night. Now, sharing this screen. Oh, no. Not sharing this screen. Oh, wait. Probably got to turn the mic back on. Huh? There we go. We're getting closer. Zoom. There we go. We made it. That was a good conference night right there. Now, whenever there's a anointing like that flowing, I encourage you to do what I've done. Sister Leanne and I keep these like a men's handkerchief. We just keep them already cut up and ready to go. Put them in a little bag. And I had several people tonight that when he started praying, I'm like, I'm going to stand in the gap for them. And I just write their name and their stuff right on the prayer cloth, so that when I send it to him, it already says exactly what I was praying for him in this service. And I encourage you can do that again. And you know what's awesome about the internet is you get to play it and replay 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 it. And that's such a great word tonight and great encouragement. And, you know, if you want to sow, if you're needing a harvest, this is a good time to sow into because, man, there's thousands of people's lives that will change from this conference.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because he's my pastor. I'm saying that because I've been there. My life has been forever changed by a Mark T. Barclay Holy Spirit Conference. And that the story I tell you about being in the glory cloud, that happened at a Holy Spirit conference in a morning session. Not even an evening session, in a morning session. I should tell one more of those stories, shouldn't I? One time, probably about, I don't know, 2 or 3 years after we got there, Brother Chalmer and I, it's always running together. If you never knew Chalmer, just hold your hand over your heart and say, God has a very most perfect best friend for me. And that's who Chalmer was. We show up at the conference and morning session, and I don't remember. Somebody came to us, Reverend Saylor or somebody said, hey, you and Chalmer like to take Dr. Evans to the airport. Well, to be able to have a man of his stature in your vehicle and drive him there and take care of him, what a benefit, you know, what a blessing that was. We're like, yeah, man, let's do it. So we picked him up and got him to the airport, made sure everything was okay, and it was a great trip, you know. It's all only to Saginaw from Midland, so it's not that far. But on the way back, we looked at our watch and we're like, well, if we hurried real fast, we could get there when they say amen. But I'm like, I need another white shirt. Let's just go downtown and buy a white shirt, and we'll go back out there in a little bit. We wander around. Finally, I'm like, all right, let's go. We walk in the door. Everybody in the whole building is on the floor. You know, then you want to lay down and then act like you were part of it, you know, you get the same anointing, but there wasn't, you know, it's not if you lay down on the carpet in the church when that happens. It, just the manifest presence of God showed up, and what a blessing. What a blessing. Change your life forever. It literally changes your life forever. Remember, the anointing destroys the yoke and removes the heavy burden. But my pastor, that man right there, Dr. Mark Pedroza, taught me not to re-preach somebody else's message. Just let it do its own work. So let's receive communion. Amen. And tomorrow morning, there will be a morning session, and you can get, well, let me say it differently. It's not if. Get yourself free to the best of your ability and be a part of that morning session, because they're wonderful times in God's presence. And wonderful times. And then here we go. Let's receive communion together. I like to receive communion with you guys. I do. Don't you like to receive communion together? And what a blessing. What a blessing. Thank you, Father. Now, for those of you that might be with us on YouTube, that maybe you've never done this before, according to the Word of God, if you are a member of the body of Christ, anytime communion is served, you can receive it. But you have to be a member of the body of Christ. And it's not about denominational structure. It's not about if the bishop's there, Jesus here. If you look at these words in a red letter edition Bible, Jesus is the one that says, as often as you drink, as often as you eat the bread. So it's about how often you want to do this. Here we go. You can see the words, right? All right. You got caught up with you here. There we go. Read them right out loud at your house. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread, and you literally could say, and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, Jesus' redemptive work, until he comes. Let a man examine himself. That's the process. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John 4:17. God's love is perfect. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is right now, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love. Cast out fear and its torment in Jesus' name. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So today, be made perfect in him. And now, the prayer of salvation. If you've never prayed this prayer before, and you pray these prayers, and you mean this from the depths of your heart, these prayers are designed by God. God gave me this whole communion service. Pray this prayer, and in 2 minutes, your life will be changed forever. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God. And you rose again on the third day for me. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Now it says pause and shout. Just shout it. Hallelujah. I am accepted in the beloved. Most religions of the world, you have to work to be accepted. And the only one true God there ever was, as soon as you say, I receive you, you are accepted in the beloved. And you're called a saint. We just have to define what a saint is. All right. Salvation instructions. Your darkness just turned to light because Jesus, the light of the world, lives on the inside of you. Your fear turns to faith. Jesus, the author and finisher of the faith, lives within you. You are made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you have become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Take a screenshot of this right now. It'll help you. There's some verses, John 3:16, 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 21, Romans 8:14 through 17, Galatians 2:2. I mean, there's a lot of verses, but there's my email address. HG stands for Holy Ghost, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And we'll be a blessing. There's our website. Click like and subscribe and hit the bell so you can be a part of this. And now, you're ready to receive communion. Send me an email. Say, Pastor, I prayed a prayer tonight. I'll send you a bunch of videos that you can watch that'll help you get started in your Christian life. And then you can watch them one by one, study them over and over. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The more you study, the closer you get to God. Here we go. Hold your communion elements up. Let's pray this prayer. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus, for your body that was broken. And you went all the way to the cross. Enduring the cross, despising the shame. And I thank you for it. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By your blood, Jesus. Wait. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. In Jesus, I receive the fruit of the vine now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And amen. Let's receive this together. And now, join with me in singing like we do somewhere here. I got to hit a button. There we go. Now we're back. Let's just sing our favorite that we love to sing all the time. The blood that Jesus shed for me. When The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It's interesting that the 92nd lady has that much volume. Isn't that something? Anyways, welcome. We're glad to have you as part of the family. And stick with us. We'll help you walk with God. Literally, we have thousands of videos. That's not an exaggeration. You put my name in of this site, almost 3,000. Wow. You go to the YouTube search and you type Samuel J. Cottle, and then just put faith, and you're going to get a whole bunch of messages that we've taught right here about faith, and we'll be a blessing to you. And we want to help. Oh, she is to the speaker. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Well, don't. Don't mind us. We're just sitting here learning new stuff all the time. That's awesome. Sister Phyllis, do you have the Hebrew verses?
Oh, yes. I love it. Okay, that's Hebrews 9:11-15. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
And is it okay if I go ahead and read Revelation verses 4 through 8?
Yes, ma'am.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. Verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen.
Amen. It doesn't say amen right there, and why doesn't it?
It doesn't, but that's the end of this conversation.
Amen. That's a good place for an amen. So be it in Selah. Hallelujah.
Well, that is such a wonderful benediction. Yeah. Thank you so much for telling me to read it.
Amen. Thank you. And then my last one is, no matter how many times you've heard me say it about praying for you to have dreams. Now, you may not be having dreams, but you may be noticing your life come together and important things happen for you because God's speaking to you in the night season and you're getting it done. Yeah. Solomon said, I will go sound asleep, but my heart will be awake all night. Well, of course, Solomon's the guy that God said, what do you want me to do for you? And he told him, and God did it. And it all happened in a dream. And so I speak it over you tonight and every night. And you speak it over all your family and all your children and all your children and all the children that's still in the womb that haven't got out yet. We speak it now that the blessing of God is there. And when God's speaking and man's not perceiving it, in a dream, he'll show it to you in a dream. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, till we see you again tomorrow morning right here, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Mountain, and then, of course, Dr. Barclay at 10:30. He's in Central time zone here. 10:30 Central. He'll be live, and it'll be about an hour and a half service, and it's always a great service. It's just meat and potatoes, kind of preaching, teaching, and sharing, and who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? It's awesome. And besides that, this is what we say. Remember this? We love you, and God loves you, and
Jesus is Lord.
Remember. Jesus is the only name by which man can be saved. And he has been lifted high above every name. All principality, power, might, dominion, strength, he's above it all. And that means the enemy has nothing. So quit acting like he's something. And just crush him under your feet and keep moving in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen.
Can I tell you, thank you for putting the benediction on there the way you did, because my family, even if they look at this and read it and everything, they'll be able to read it at the same time that they're listening to me.
Yeah. Amen. I like it because it puts it up there, and I figured out how to get my eSword words big enough everybody could see them. And I like it. I like it. I agree with you. Thank you, Phyllis. God bless you. Thanks for being a part. Brother Dan, bless you. We love you guys. And off we go. I'm going to bed. That's where I'm going.
Good night.
Yep. God bless you. Now let's listen to this video. Let's see if there was any volume over here. So Zoom is not letting me get through. They're just being
kids and your grandkids and your...
Brother Leo.
First, also to the Greek, Romans 1:16. Hello.
Hallelujah.
Greetings and the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
brother. Amen, and the same to you.
The U.S. is from the Ripley.
Ripley picked his head up and looked right at the phone when you started talking.
He's a good one, man.
Where are you off to? Yeah, I'm on my day off today. Well, we just said amen on the program and took communion, and bam, Brother Leo calls, so it's always good.
Some time it was impeccable then, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Can you still hear me good on this phone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, too, brother. Oh, yeah.
Amen. You know, God's doing a big thing around this earth. And we got to just keep asking him to do a bigger thing. I just had that thought. Dr. Barclay's having a Holy Spirit conference again tonight in Clarksville, Tennessee. And he mentioned that verse that all the power belongs to Jesus. And you just think about it. All honor, all glory, all power, all dominion, all might, all strength belongs to him. What does any enemy have?
That's
awesome. Yeah.